Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're going to talk about Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County this morning and some exciting things going on. Jason Tickle is here. John Mahoney is here. Welcome to you both. It just seems like I saw you Friday at the in Milford at one of the build sites. And Jason, what an exciting day that was.
It certainly was. It was the culmination, like we had discussed, of 3 years of work. So it was quite a day.
John, I know for you, because I know this whole thing over the years, as I've gotten to know you in your time with Habitat, it's always been, when are we going to start building? We keep talking about it. when are we going to start building? Well, it started.
It did, and it started in a big way.
Yeah.
And it was amazing how much work got done in those first 2 days. I drove by the build site. Of course, nobody was working yesterday, but I drove by the build site, and I'm still smiling.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great to see all those walls up, rafters on buildings. It was just wonderful. And it was such a great thing to watch those high school students and the families working together to make all that happen, and to see the walls that were prefabbed at the high school,
yeah,
just fit together so perfectly. I couldn't be happier.
I didn't realize that that's where they had been built, because there was a stack of them, and they would bring them over, and everything was fitting, and I hadn't put that together until we had talked, and you had mentioned that.
Yeah. So that was pretty exciting, and a debt of gratitude to Archie Roberts, the shop teacher, if you will, at the high school.
Yeah.
And they have another name for CTE. But in all of this, our partnership with the schools fits right in,
yeah,
with the school's focus on enrollment in higher education, enlist, as in the Marine Corps, and employment.
Just that whole partnership, and just you take a look at what those students were learning, and just the practical experience they got on that one day alone. And that was just the first day of many with these houses and houses to come.
Oh yeah, you know, and one of the things, to me personally, it's just a great thing. 4 years ago, when I first ran for office, I was asked, "What am I going to do to reduce crime?"
Yeah.
And my response to that was, what are you going to do with your schools? And because that's where it really starts. All of these kids that were out working on that project, those are kids that in all likelihood are going to go on to successful careers in some sort of trade. And those are kids that I am not going to see in court.
Yeah, it really is just such a great partnership. And I got to give a lot of credit to Dr. Calverick and Dr. Monroe down at Caroline. They have just phenomenally put this 3 E's, if you would. And many students graduate with their employed, enlisted, and enrolled. And so it's just kudos to them. They're really, really changing the image of what a lot of people had perceptions that, you know, perceptions aren't always even correct, but
right.
But they are just doing a wonderful job. So this partnership to us is just really wonderful, because we know how good the students of Caroline County are. And so it allows people to see that and gives them some real life experience like we've talked about. So it's just a perfect fit.
The last few years, Caroline County has raised their graduation rate from the 70s to the 90s.
Well, that's exciting.
It's one of the highest graduation rates in the state. I mean, that's just phenomenal.
As I looked at and watched you all, watched Habitat and the schools in action on Friday, one of the other things that occurred to me was just how Habitat has been a force in bringing together the schools, the board of supervisors, the county per se, and just has brought a lot of people together, and everybody pulling in one direction. And I looked at that and I thought there are some counties in this area that could learn with what's going on. That everybody has really rallied, and Habitat's really been the force.
And along that same vein, one of the things about Caroline County is geographically, it's the 11th largest county in the state.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
And we've got AP Hill that kind of splits the county up.
Yeah.
In between. And our population centers are spread out. We've got Ladysmith and then down in Dawn, Bowling Green, Port Royal. But Habitat has helped bring the county together through the churches.
Yeah.
So we've got churches from all around the county that are helping out.
It really is cool. And that's one thing that, you know, when people think of Habitat, there's so much benefit that we can bring. And so people listening on there, wherever county you're in, contact your local Habitat, because oftentimes they want to do the same thing too. They just don't have the resources and the people. So I'll say contact, if you're listening, contact your Habitat, because they would love to work with you. And it is cool. Habitat really has that ability to bring so many people together, and that's one thing that Mac, our director of build operations, really talks about a lot. When, you know, as a local Caroline citizen, you know, he's seen firsthand a lot of that, and the unity it's bringing in the community. I mean, people that are usually separated by political ideas and, you know, and all of these things, and now we're seeing people coming together, standing side by side, that normally the only interaction they may have is some negative comments on each other's Facebook pages. So now we're seeing actual walls being raised, but more what I like is walls being torn down. So that's really a cool thing to see.
Yeah. No, it was something to see in a way. When it was raining, I kept thinking I would hear from you and saying it's off today, too much rain. In a way, coming and seeing on a cold day like that, and with it wet, that everything was going forward, it was that made it even more special in a way that no one seemed to even be paying attention to the weather. It was we got a job
That's
to do.
True.
Let's get it done.
It's very true.
Absolutely.
You know, and Jason mentioned 3 years getting to this point, but one of the beautiful things is that those 3 years are an investment in the next three, six, nine. We're going to be able to keep going, and we're not going to have to wait 3 years before we start our next round of houses. Those are already on the drawing board.
Absolutely. That's what's so exciting, and we shared this before. In the world of nonprofit housing for a rural community, this partnership, this grant with the USDA is just, it is a game changer. You know, for a small affiliate. And so if people don't know about the USDA self-help program, which is our now premier program in our affiliate, they should really Google that. And, you know, check out our website, habitatofcaroline.org. But the USDA also has some great information on their site, just usda.gov, and then look for the 502 loan program. And they can learn a lot about it. So it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal way to build homes.
And you're looking for five more people for the next round sometime next year.
Absolutely, even more than five. You know, we need definitely five by spring. We want to start, but we're going to have to renew our grant in about 10 months. And you know, we'd like to, you know, instead of five, maybe we can do seven. You know, maybe we can do eight. So the more people we have with interest, that gives us more options.
This is exciting stuff. I think back of some of the conversations we've had over the last 3 years, and it was always leading to this point. And I never had any doubt that we were going to get there, and that you were going to get there, and it was going to start. And now that it has, you just look at this, and this is it's just taking off.
It really is. It's a phenomenal thing to see.
HabitatofCaroline.org is the website. Jason Tickle and John Mahoney here from Habitat in Caroline. When we come back, We'll talk about just some of the needs, whether they're financial needs or needs on these work sites of where you could come and volunteer and get involved. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFE.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline, our focus this morning. Jason Tickle's the president and executive director. John Mahoney is the Commonwealth's attorney in Caroline County and on the Habitat board of directors. So we talked about everything getting started, Jason. Now, this is the chance if people out there, especially over the holidays, think about giving back and trying to do some things with nonprofits in the community. Here's your chance to help build a house and really acquire some skills.
Absolutely. In fact, we have work days scheduled this week. So if people want to volunteer, go to our website, habitatofcaroline.org. On the top of every page is a volunteer up logo. Click on it. You register. You can let us know what things you're interested in doing. You'll be notified when they're available. But once you register, you can go in and see our calendar and sign up for the volunteer opportunities that are available. So we're going to have lots of those available. It is going to be a first-come, first-served thing because one of the things that we've shared, the grant requires our families to do 65% of the construction. So a lot of times, you know, depending on the days that the families come, we only may have room for, you know, three or four volunteers because if all of our families are there, we can have as many as 10 people on site. So so it's very important people sign up early and stuff so that they, if they want to volunteer.
And you're looking for people of all skills. You'll teach them what they need to know.
And we need people to move things. Move sheathing, that type of
thing. Oh, okay.
Thing.
Yeah.
Anybody can do that.
But, except Jason says I can't.
Oh, okay. Well,
no. We can't
have board members getting injured.
I think I can.
He can, definitely. There's plenty to do. And what's cool about it is you'll leave with skills. You really will. Mac is a great teacher. He really lets people do it themselves, you know, and so that's what's really awesome. People will come out. They'll have a good experience, and they'll walk away with skills that they know how to do. And we can also, we have a few group days reserved. So if there's any businesses out there and you want to come out on a Friday, you know, it is a first come, first serve. You know, we have to fill them up. We do have some availables for some groups and some additional churches that want to come out as well. So if people want to learn more about that, they can email me at jason@habitatofcaroline.org, and I'll be glad to give them options of when they can come out and volunteer with us. It's great team building.
Yeah,
really
I was gonna say that's a great idea.
Yeah, one of the interesting things to me was we had the students, we had the prospective homeowners and their families, and then we had folks from the churches and people working their butts off with big smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
Especially the homeowners to be. It was just great to see that.
Yeah, and that's one thing I really love. You know, our homeowners, they understand this opportunity and what a blessing it is, and they're on cloud nine. I mean, they're having a lifting, carrying heavy stuff in the mud, but that they're joking and smiling.
Yeah.
And you would just think, man, this is amazing. This is just cool. You see the smiles on people's face, and it's just something awesome to witness and see.
And Habitat for Humanity is one of those organizations that I often have heard people over the years say, oh, I'd like to do something with like Habitat for Humanity. I think that's a great thing. Well, Jason just told you, here's your chance. Do it. And can you want to give the address where people could
I won't give the address because you got to register first.
True.
But if you want to drive by and check it out, we are in the Blatt neighborhood. So check that out. But please, if you're going to come to the build site, you got to sign up because we want to keep it safe and make sure that we don't have too many folks there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like when you were out last week, we could obviously have a whole lot of people out there. But, you know, at certain times we have to really control the numbers just to make sure it's safe. But the good thing is we'll literally have five homes all at various stages. So we're going to, you know, and they're all in the same neighborhood. So we can take a good number of people. That's what's really cool about it.
Yeah, that's. I'm guessing where the houses that you're working on Fridays, where you had the groundbreaking. Is it just around the corner?
Literally, just the other block away, and then the fifth home is even closer. It's right across from Milford Presbyterian Church, almost. We have some signs on that lot. They haven't dug that one up yet. It'll be happening.
Yeah.
Very, very soon, sometime in December. But yeah, so it's everything is right there. In fact, our parking location is the church there, because, you know, we don't want to tick off the neighbors by clogging up the street.
Yeah.
So it's so close. You can walk to any of them right there.
Well, it's fabulous that all five homes are together, because once they're all in, these people, the people that are getting the houses, I mean, they're going to be neighbors who know one another.
Absolutely. I mean, what better thing to know your neighbor? And you really get to know your neighbors in this particular thing too. So it's really cool.
Well, as I looked around that neighborhood too, the thought occurred to me of seeing it and just thinking how these homes change just the, you're adding to the tax base of Caroline County. But you take a look at that neighborhood and you think this neighborhood is suddenly revitalized, and you're getting new neighbors and you're getting, you know, kids in your neighborhood, and it's an exciting thing.
Absolutely. A cycle of life. You know, people, neighborhoods like my neighborhood, it's different cycles happen. And so they're on a really good upswing, a beautiful neighborhood, awesome people that live there. And one thing that I like is typically Habitat homes increase the property values around them. That's studies show that time and time again. So although some people may not like that, if you're going to sell your home, that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing. Yeah. Yeah. No, I just in seeing some of the homeowners there the other day, and just seeing at this point the house just starting to get framed in, you just look at it and you just think, I just can't imagine the excitement that they must be feeling.
Absolutely. And they are so grateful. I mean, just I've spent so much time with them the last 7-8 months, and one of the families now literally for 2 years. And it's just they really understand and appreciate this opportunity, and they like the fact that they get to build their home. That to me, it's just such a good fit with the Habitat model, and just it's cool when you have families. I mean, it's always good to build affordable homes, but when you have people that are very great, you know, that express the gratitude. You know, some people are quiet. You know, other people are mm-hmm. more outgoing, and our families, for our first five families, we couldn't have asked for anything better, because they're outgoing, they're you know, wanting to be, you know, telling other people about this opportunity. Lachey, who her mother and daughter are going in there, she's been one of our biggest champions. She has referred so many people to us, and she's like, I'll even help you build your home, go apply. And so it's really cool just when you have people with those kind of hearts that you're working with.
And it was kind of fun to see these people who really didn't know each other before we put the group together have become friends.
Yeah.
And they're helping each other. It's just a great thing to see. And I hope that we've got some Caroline County landowners listening, and maybe they've got lots that they've been sitting on for years and they want to maybe do something with those lots. So they can contact us through the website or a phone call.
Yeah,
because we're going to be looking for lots to build on.
I was going
Absolutely.
To say, as we talk about this in the future and what's ahead, that'll be the next. And in that sense, there are options in Caroline.
Definitely, and that's really kind of what my next big thing is. Now that I've kind of pushed, you know, me and Mac are a great team. You know, I do the pre. Now he's building, so he's got the families. But now I'm already starting to work with our next round.
Yeah,
and so. So we're looking at lots to purchase now. We have a couple already that we've agreed on with the owners, but we still are looking for more. And so if people are out there, like John said, and you don't have them listed with an agent and you want to sell them, you can contact me at 804-596-2811. And myself and Donna, who is also on our board, we would love to come out there and take a look at the lot and see if it's something we could work out a deal on.
Well, and this is, John, I would think, too, in the case of Caroline, some people may have had lots and just thought, how am I ever going to sell these? Or what am I going to do with these? All of a sudden, Habitat's on the scene, and Habitat's on the scene in a big way, and you do have options.
That's right. And, you know, logistically for us, it's nice if we can get the lots that are relatively close together for a five-house build. But we'll look at lots anywhere in the county. We're interested in getting some lots in Port Royal, down in Dawn, Woodford, any part of the county.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Charlesburg.
Yep. Boy, and we just think of what habitat can do in a lot of these areas, in some of these areas that have really struggled. This is, again, really a chance to revitalize some of these areas.
It is cool. You know, a lot of people don't think about the economic impact that we bring to the table, but these 10 lots that we're going to buy, let's say we pay $25,000 a piece. You know, I mean, that's $250,000 that is going into the pockets of Caroline landowners that they may not have before. So now they can, you know, invest or, you know, save or whatever they want. But that's real economic impact if you think about that.
Boy, the conversation sure has changed over the years as we have talked about just, you know, and John, you summed it up really well about how now you're really ready to go. The last 3 years, Jason has really laid the foundation for all of this. And now it's just, now you're full steam ahead.
Foundation is a good word to describe it. And we are full steam ahead. I mean, it's just exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. I have been one that has said, you know, we got to get some houses built. We got to get some houses built because people get tired of hearing,
right,
we're gonna.
Yeah.
And now you've got something. We're doing.
Absolutely. It's exciting. And wait till people hear what we have planned for the future. I mean, like, for example, one thing the Board of Supervisors has said over and over, and also we get phone calls daily, and you know, because you've been following the work I've been doing for years now, is our repairs. You know, we had to temporarily put that on hold. But what we have learned is they have the same model, the USDA, for repairs as the new program. So when we have to re-up our next grant, we want to bring self-help repairs into the county. So you get 5 to 7 families at a time that all agree to help each other with the repairs. The USDA is actually experimenting now with loans up to $40,000 at 1%. So before it was only $20,000 at 1%. Now they're up to 40. So you can do some real things. Like if you need foundation work, that's enough where you can actually get a contractor that does that and fix your foundation. I mean, you can do significant work, and then you add in the volunteers doing the work, so that $40,000 goes a lot farther. So that if you do have to, hire some contractors for some of them things, you can save costs in other areas. So, we have a lot of things that are going to be coming down the pipeline.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, our focus. Jason Tickle is here. John Mahoney is here. And we will continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County is our focus. Jason Tickle is the president and executive director with Habitat. John Mahoney is the Commonwealth's attorney in Caroline County and on the Habitat Board of Directors. Well, we in first half of this show, first half hour or so, Jason, we have just talked about the exciting things. I could continue talking about that for the next couple of hours because there just really is a lot out there. But with Giving Tuesday coming up and with the end of the year and giving, it is important for you to be able to continue to do what you do. Volunteers needed to build houses, but also you need people to step up and become donors, whether it's I guess ideally monthly, but just to get donors involved in the work with Habitat and Caroline.
Absolutely. And we have made a conscious choice the last couple of years not to really solicit that many donations from individuals because we felt we had to prove we could do it. And so we're doing it now. So so I'm coming unashamedly just asking the community to help us because we have such amazing plans. And one thing that's cool that I can tell you for the first time in a lot of years, at Caroline Habitat, we're not raising money for today. We're raising money now for what we're going to do next year. So it allows us to be intentional and purposeful and really plan to make a huge impact. And so if people want to donate, you know, they can do it very easily. But Giving Tuesday is a particular special day. Even if you don't donate to us, donate to somebody locally, because this year Facebook has a match, and it's different than in years past. Now, it's very competitive. The money runs out quickly, but they will match every nonprofit up to $100,000. In years past, it was up to $1,000. Now, of course, you really got to know, you got to do it early to get that match. And so we're inviting people that want to support us, or, you know, if other people out there are going to donate to other nonprofits, you know, do it early in the morning to get that full match. You know, it's so important that when, as a local communities, regardless of where you are, is when you realize these opportunities are available for people trying to help your community to bring in funds from outside, do it, you know. And so if people want to do that, go to our Facebook page. I got a little post there, and we're asking people to just comment in the comment section, and then we'll reach out to you and kind of coordinate the efforts to make sure that we can maximize our match. So we would love it, you know, to get some businesses that want to do that, but also just individuals. You know, $5 goes a long way. Many hands makes light work. So we want to invite people to help us out with this. And what do you think, dear John?
I think we welcome small donations, and we welcome large donations. So for individuals that do their own taxes at Schedule A, and they're looking for a big number to put on charitable contributions, mm-hmm. or to give to their accountant, Habitat for Humanity is a bona fide nonprofit charity that you can donate to. And if you give, I think it's 500 or more, you've got to have some proof of it. And we are happy to provide that proof.
Absolutely. Yeah, our policy is we get you a donation receipt within 24 hours mailed to you. If you give us an email, we'll even email it to you. And then, of course, you can donate at Facebook. They give you a receipt right away. Also, on our website at habitatofcaroline.org/donate, there's a little list there. It talks about all the ways you can give. And it's not just money, but people donate land. One big one, believe it or not, is office supplies. You know, reams of paper, pens, pencils, tape, staplers, tools. That's another big one. In fact, this Giving Tuesday, I'm going to have the office open. If people want to stop by and donate office supplies, they can. But Mac will also be on our job site. And so we're going to try to do some work that day. But what we are going to do, at least, is people can come walk through and tour the site. So if they have tools, they can donate them over there and actually get to see the house. And so there's so many ways that people can give to us. And our primary efforts now is, you know, one thing that we're going to be working on, like I mentioned, we're looking for next year. We really want to bring that repair program back. And so if people understand how this grant works, like before, we have to cover a lot of expenses up front. But once the grant is paying, it takes care of everything. So like if we bring the repair program in, it'll give me money to hire another full-time construction person who that would be just their job, just doing repairs. And we would also probably be able to bring in another person to help with some of the administrative paperwork. And so we would, you know, your investment not only helps housing, but now you're going to create some new jobs and things like that. And so we really feel that we have, you know, make a good case for people to want to support us.
And we are looking for a good serviceable truck to help out in our partnership with the schools.
Correct. Yeah, that is one huge thing we are trying to work on. You know, this partnership is going to be a long one with the schools, and they have their own tools that were so graciously provided by FABA, and we want them to be able to bring them to and from and all sure. of that stuff. And so if anybody has a business out there and you got a fleet truck or anything like that, and you want to get a tax write-off, we'd love to talk to you about that as well.
A lot of needs, and a lot of ways to get involved.
And you know, as Jason has already mentioned, there are all sorts of things that will be helpful to us in the way of donations. If you don't have any of those things, don't worry. You can give cash. We will take cash.
Absolutely. Yep.
And the other thing I think is important to realize is this is something what you're doing is bigger than Caroline County. I don't have to be a Caroline County resident to look at this and say, I want to be involved in this. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. This is something that anybody that has a heart for housing and people, we'd love to partner with you. If you do business in Caroline at all, we'd love to partner with you. Even if you don't, you know, if it, you know, one cool thing about this is we're the only, and I don't know if this is cool. I guess maybe it's more of a feather in our cap, but we're the only self-help provider in the whole state of Virginia. So for years, this has been going on since 69. We had it for a little bit in the 90s, but all of that, you and I have been paying taxes. This has all been going to other states. Now we're bringing this back to our state, which that's something I'm very proud of. And I'm also proud that we're helping other habitats that want to apply for this as well. I got two different habitats in rural communities that have reached out to me, and so I'm kind of giving them some advice and stuff. But so we are in Caroline, but we think statewide, we think national. I mean, we advocate on a federal level for affordable housing. We advocate on a state level for affordable housing, and certainly on a local level. So if you have a heart, you know, there's so many ways that, you can help us.
I often talk about the return on state and federal tax money comes from Richmond up to Hanover and starts again in Fredericksburg. And Caroline County, historically,
has
gotten left out. So for us to get our little piece of it is a big deal.
Well,
big
the
deal
other
for Caroline County.
The other thing, Jason, that I think about is we talk about this. What Habitat for Caroline is doing is way beyond just Caroline County. A lot of these people that will qualify for houses and get them in Caroline, they may have jobs in Spotsylvania or Fredericksburg or Stafford.
Absolutely.
And so you're not, this is not just a, this is, oh, that's nice that they're doing that in Caroline. You may be helping somebody who works in a cubicle next to you.
Absolutely. You never know. In fact, I think everybody in that's in our program now, they work outside of the county, the ones that aren't retired or and things like that. So yeah, you're absolutely right about that. You never know who you're going to help. And Caroline, fortunately, is right on that 95 corridor, so you do have a good workforce to the north, to the south, and it's even growing in Caroline. I got to give them some credit. There's a lot of things happening in Caroline that are just really awesome right now.
That's true. And particularly with the schools improvement over the last several years, property values are going to be going up. So folks that are getting Habitat houses at relatively low costs are going to find in the future that their equity is built because property values have come up throughout the county.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a real opportunity for people.
Yeah. Giving Tuesday is a big time for Habitat for Caroline, and just a chance for us to get involved and to really get behind what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Giving Tuesday, the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. I think this year it's December 3rd. It is important. You know, like I said, that match is I can't stress this enough, but that match is so huge because you know, that's always been the biggest challenge. There's never enough money to meet the needs. And so anytime you can double your dollars, it is a win-win. And so even if you aren't going to give to Habitat, please give to somebody on Facebook. And it's just it really is a wonderful thing.
Well, and when you say, or you say something, John, jump in.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you are going to give to Habitat, which I certainly hope that people want to do, please do it early on Giving Tuesday so that we'll be eligible for the match.
Yeah,
absolutely. While there's still money in that pot.
I think it's growing every year, but I think last year, I think they ran out of money by like 11 a.m. or something.
Okay.
So it doesn't take long.
So it's worth getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I was going to say, or even earlier.
Put your donation in.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to be sure. The other thing, Jason, is it's always interesting, like we used to a few minutes ago when you just said, can't talk about things now, but you know, we've got some other things planned. I have learned with you that when you talk about, I've got some things coming up, to you don't think small.
Yeah.
Because this USDA self-help program, we talked about it, but you never gave details and just said, you know, we're applying for this and this is a game changer, all these things. And so when you talk about that, there are things being planned.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because there is something that I'm planning that is huge that will literally help every Virginian. And I really can't say what it is over the air right now.
Yeah.
But if there's donors that want to talk, come to my office. I might make you sign a non-disclosure agreement because it's that big. It's going to be a game changer. And selfishly, I don't want some organization that has tons of money that we don't have to come in and you know, take something we've worked on and do it. But once we get it up and running, I'll be glad to teach everybody how to do it because I want to expand housing. That's what Habitat is about. And so if there's donors out there that want to know what this secret project is, talk to me. I would be glad to tell you. It is going to be a game changer, and it's going to offer so many housing opportunities for so many Virginians.
Yeah.
And I'd like to point out that our balance sheet or the balance sheet of any organization makes a huge difference when you're applying for what I'll call big-time grants.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't have done this without some seed money because we had to meet certain economic levels.
Yeah.
And fortunately, our board of supervisors had the foresight, along with some other donors, to give us the money that we needed.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking about whether or not you're going to donate to Habitat, that donation puts us in a better position to bring larger amounts of money back into Caroline County. I mean, it's a great return on investment.
It really is. And you know, for every dollar that's donated locally, we're probably bringing in $1,000 or more. I need to work on that. That's one of my projects that I need to do, like many I do. And so actually, if there's volunteers that are good at that kind of stuff, let's talk.
Yeah.
But to figure out what our return of investment is, we believe it'll be shocking if we calculate those numbers. But yeah, we have some big things going that will really, really – that. Honestly, people aren't doing it anywhere else in the country, and so we're pretty fortunate that we have the support locally, that we've been able to kind of do some things that I think are going to innovate the housing world.
804-596-2811 if you want to get on the phone and talk to Jason. 804-596-2811 or Jason at habitatofcaroline.org. Habitatofcaroline.org is the overall website. We'll wrap this up when we come back. Jason Tickle and John Mahoney here from Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shubin.
Good stuff this morning. Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Our focus, Jason Tickle, John Mahoney here. I just feel, John, I sit and talk to you and Jason for very long, and you get excited about the things that are happening and the possibilities.
Well, I think excitement is contagious.
Yeah.
It really is, and happiness is contagious. Mm-hmm. And out of that build site, we have a lot of excited, happy people. And like I said, yesterday I knew there was nothing going on at the build site, but I took a detour on my way home to just drive by.
Yeah.
Made me smile from ear to ear. Love it.
Yeah, it really is cool. I got to tell you, I've been walking on cloud nine for about 2 weeks now. It is just such a – and the time of the year, too. It's just so cool.
Yeah.
You know, it really is cool just to see the happiness in the community.
Well, and with thankfulness, I was going to mention this at the end. I'll say it right now. I mean, just you talk about Thanksgiving and being thankful. And I think I'm thankful that I've gotten to know you two and what you're doing in Caroline County. I looked at that and, you know, seeing that site on Friday and seeing just a little bit of the vision that you've had for a long time on this, Jason. And this is making a difference. And whether it's people volunteering for the USDA self-help program and getting involved, or getting involved in helping you build, or helping you involved with financially, there are a lot of ways that the region can get involved in this.
Absolutely. Everybody's welcome to to participate. And we're so thankful for you, Ted. The spotlight that you have shown has really been wonderful, and we appreciate that. And not only us, but you know, you've done this for years with so many worthy nonprofits. And I just thank you, Ted, for your support of the community. It really means a lot to so many of us in the industry.
Well, this is
absolutely
this is great stuff, and we are happy to do it. Between now and I guess right on hand, right a couple of things. Giving Tuesday, we talked about that. Get involved with Giving Tuesday. Habitat of Caroline, a great place to start on Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. And give early.
And give early. Give yes, early. Or if you want to volunteer, you can sign up today. We literally are going to be doing stuff tomorrow even. So habitatofcaroline.org, top of the page, click on that volunteer up logo, register, and then you can sign up and you can begin to volunteer.
And if you're listening to this radio show this morning and you've got friends that you know are at work, whatever, remind them, let them know they can donate on Giving Tuesday to Habitat for Humanity and to do it early in the day so we get the matching money.
And people can create their own fundraiser, you know, and oftentimes that's a lot more effective. And so if people want to learn how to do that, give me a call, 804-596-2811. You select your nonprofit of choice, you know, in our case, Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, and you can do your own personalized fundraiser, or you can just donate on our Facebook page. So all of it's going to be the same, but like I said, many hands make small work, and I have found that I'd rather have, you know, 100 people give me 5 than one person give me 1,000, just because the more people, the better, you know, because everything that comes along with it, you know, the prayers, the positive vibes, the volunteers. And so you don't have to be rich to participate with Habitat. We appreciate every donation from $1 to, you know, to big, huge corporate donations.
And you may be a person right now who feels like I have no chance to. I'm going to be living in an apartment the rest of my life, and there are Habitat and Caroline has created the opportunity for you to be able to look at that, and maybe that's not the case.
Correct. If you make between like say $20,000 and $69,100, and you are struggling with affordable housing, let's talk. We are looking for more people. In fact, our next home buyer interest meeting is Saturday, December 14th at 10:30 a.m. at the Bowling Green Library. We try to do those on Facebook Live as well, but we go through the whole program.
Habitatofcaroline.org is the website. Jason Tickle, John Mahoney, thank you very much. We'll do this again real soon. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.